come and gather round for an epic show. Oh yeah, here we go. The stubborn heroes coming out on top. Yeah, we always win. Delving into the darkest dungeons, always fight to win. Oh yeah, here we go. Now it's time for the stubborn heroes.
Hello and welcome to another episode of The Stubborn Heroes, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast. My name is Adam and I am the Dungeon Master, and the Stubborn Heroes we have today are the full complement. We have Billy who plays Cedric.
Hey!
Raymond who plays Aerithal.
Yeah, hello.
Cody who plays Amon.
Hello.
Michael who plays Phileas.
May Sylvanas be with you.
And David who plays Belrin.
Aerithal, do I use my bow?
Yeah.
All
right, so I want everybody to please retell the tale of what happened in the last episode.
Billy's like, fuck? Wait a minute.
Cody isn't saying what the
17.
Fuck. He wasn't paying
That's
attention.
A nine, I told you.
Six.
I got 17.
Did you hear what was said?
No. Frig off.
Okay, last time on Stubborn Heroes, we totally... all got together and had like a great party. Oh my god!
Please don't do it. That's horrible. 20, what?
They landed on zero.
That's a 20.
So that's a 20.
What?
So I rolled a natural.
It landed
20.
On zero.
That
you can't roll
20.
This dice. No, this dice. It's only a bunch of. There's a bunch of fours and threes and zeros on this dice. There's no high numbers on that dice. That's not a d20. That's like a weird Pathfinder dice. Look, you won't find a single double-digit number on there. Give it to me. Don't throw it back in the bag.
It's like, I can't even read it.
Give it to me. Yeah, I rolled a fucking 20. Somebody's high as fuck. All right.
Don't judge.
Here.
Damn.
So, yeah. So, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah.
So... Lord Emberheld's Island, where an auction is being held, where all the artifacts are being sold, and we're gonna go there after we discuss to get the stupid gem teardrop thing that clears up the fog.
My teardrop.
So we've come down the elevator shaft, we find them in a standoff. Phileas jumps in, summons some wolves, joins in the standoff. Ron fucks off, we lost track of him, and I jump down, stop them. And try to convince them to.
You all did. You convinced them to come onto your side, and then but then you heard a noise, and it was a Hezru.
Yeah, a Hezru, some giant poisonous toad thing that came crashing through because Ron was stupid enough to open the crate.
Joseph, Grok, and Caden, you guys convinced them to help you battle this Hezru.
Yep.
Not Caden at first. Caden had something in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what happened before that?
Before we convinced Caden.
Oh, yeah.
This is important. You'll see this part right
So, Caden grabbed one of the artifacts, which looked like a brain-looking thing, and Aerithal was playing tug-of-war, and then to stop Caden from doing whatever he was doing, Caden then uses the artifact, and it misses Aerithal. Well, it hits him, but then like it doesn't affect him. Then goes to the next person, which happened to be Phileas and Balrun, hits them, and they swap bodies. So for the entire duration of the fight against the Hezru and currently they are body swapped.
We're trying to figure out how to use each other's moves at the same time.
Freaky Friday stuff.
Yeah, Freaky Friday.
Because apparently Balrun can't use Produce Flame.
He was trying, he was like, ah! And he's flying around. He's like, ah!
I don't know what to do!
Like, I got this.
Spells, So, and you
so
guys.
After that, we fight the Hezru. Balrun rolls a 20 to convince Grok and Joseph to not only help us, but join us.
As companions, because as you guys go on your journeys now, you're going to be recruiting things called companions. These are characters that I expected these three characters to be dead. I thought they were meant for a boss battle. They were supposed to battle them and kill them. Joseph and the Calypso Company and stuff. They ended up convincing them to join them, as they always fucking do.
We save everyone.
And then...
So now they are companions with their own character sheets, and you can bring them on missions with you.
So we fight in the vault room against the Hezru. We win. However, during the fight, Aerotol finds two artifacts. We find a bunch of artifacts and all that kind of stuff, and then we get the hell out of there. But as we're getting out of there, Aerotol opened a portal. Lord Emberhall, it seems, we're not too sure, someone was trying to get back into the vault. And
you just
were in the middle of overwriting the portal that Aerotol opened. So we had to get the hell out of there. And I felt, Aerotol felt an over-immensing, like, crazy amount of magical energy coming towards them. So we left. Yeah. And we came back to the Shattered Citadel. And what did I do?
You used the wand because Aerotol had a wand. This is affects you now, Billy. Aerotol had a wand called the Wand of Wonder. And basically it does a random magical effect. You roll a D100 and it does a random thing. He came in and he went, ha! And he shot it into the air. And the entire magic corridor, everybody in it became encased with bright, bright colors. Everybody's shining a completely different color. It's like a rainbow shining, blinding all of you right now. And it uncovered Cedric. The last thing they saw was Cedric being uncovered. And he's just like, because he was stealth, and he just went, oh, hey! So my question, so that's where we're going to start. So, Cedric, you're in the magic corridor. You see all this group of people
Ray.
Have just come through. Excellent job, Ray. Thank you for that super detailed retelling. You can be something.
Now on the next episode.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode. So all these people, this group right here has just popped through the portal, and then you saw it. Aerotol, and then you were still sneaking around for some reason. So my question is, what were you doing in the magic corridor? Why were you sneaking around? What were you up to?
That's classified.
So you're not going to tell me?
No.
Okay. All right.
I've been playing low. I got people after me.
Yeah. So just to explain to you what you see, and Amon, you're not in this room.
Yeah.
You're somewhere else right now. But to explain to you what you see, everybody... Tons of the different warlocks and magic users are all just sort of startled looking at their hands like, what in the devil is going on? What is this magic? And the group is there in the center. It's Aerotol, Phileas, and Belrin. I gotta figure out how I'm gonna address you guys. And you see a half-orc there. He's wearing a very dark black clothing, tight-fit pants with, like, a tight shirt, but he's very brawn. Somebody was, like, holding Grok up. Somebody was helping him move. It was Joseph. Joseph is just sort of holding Grok, same with Caden, because Grok is poisoned. He looks very sickly. A very sickly half-orc is there. Caden, the wizard, just sort of lets him go, and he looks around. So this is the magic of the wand. I can't wait to have it in my hands.
So, what happened to Orianna?
Orianna went back to Everfey. The Iron Prince went back to his home. And they're both trying to convince their fathers to stop the war. And right now, as you would know, Cedric, you would know, there's actually a ceasefire. They're no longer actively engaging in battle. But the elves are still quelling dwarven towns that are infected with the Lotus Plague. So, the dwarves have completely stopped, but the elves are still moving forward, saying, this town's infected with the Lotus Plague, we gotta clear it out. They just keep killing dwarven towns as they're moving towards Valkyr. So, that's what's going on with them. So, what do you do?
So, I will say now to Balrond, who's in my body, that,
Should you speak to yourself, yeah?
Yes. So, Balrond, we're gonna need to, figure out what happened, but for now, let's stay out of the living quarter for a little while.
Why? There's nothing wrong.
This is confusing.
Let's not confuse the kin.
It's not gonna confuse anybody, I'm just you. It's fine.
You can't be me.
Wow. Dark.
You can't be! You don't have my demeanor. They'll know right away. We'll tell Myra.
They won't know anything.
We'll tell Myra.
Aerotol said I was crazy.
Oh, Cedric.
You don't know what crazy is.
And you just hear a cut through as Caden speaks and goes, yes, 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 enough. Now, Aerotol, the wand, please. We had a deal. You said if I helped you, you'd give me the wand. Now give me the wand. We had a deal.
You gotta let this wand recharge, Caden.
Erital.
I'll use it 3 more times and it'll disappear.
I'm gonna do an intelligence check if you dare.
I did. That's what I said.
So I'll use it 3 more times and then disappear.
I know magical artifacts, and I know that one. We had a deal. I'm going to help you, and you're going to give me the wand.
You know what? Okay. I'll just throw him the wand.
Really? Oh! And he's holding it. It's like...
You can't use that in here, though.
What?
You can't use that in here.
Why?
This is where we live.
Well, let me outside.
Well, we can't do that. There's some, like, death-eating, like some crazy ant, like, insect... guys that are, like, humanoid that want to kill us.
Right. Where the hell are we?
We're in the Shadow Citadel.
Two. What the hell is the Shattered Citadel?
It's where our base is.
What?
It's in the middle of the desert. And,
Well, until I get more information, I'll hold on to this for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you sure? Oh, fuck. Oh, I need a hospital. Fuck! I need a hospital! And it's Grok, and he's like, ugh! And you guys look over, and Grok starts vomiting up.
Somebody bring him to the... Let's get him to the living quarter. One of the druids there will know cure poison.
Yeah, one of you two should do it.
Don't you have...
Or maybe both of you should do it.
I don't have cure poison.
Really?
Well, I guess
Grok, Joseph, these two are going to lead you to living quarters.
No, maybe not a good idea. We have to go figure out,
He's going to die.
We need to take him, regardless.
Bye!
No one's going to know, just play it cool. Just play your drunken... No, I'm not drunk anymore.
Baron, just... Please don't screw this up.
My name is
Cedric, as you're just sort of slipping things into your pockets watching these people... You're stealing things from the magic quarter.
Do I see him? He's on, like, bright purple or something, whatever color.
He's bright yellow. Everywhere, you can see him clear as day, yes. Absolutely.
Cedric?
Yeah?
Can you at least leave some of those crystals? I need them for the portals. Not all of them. You can take a few, but...
All right.
We're going to walk Grog to the living quarter, because one of the druids will know cure poison.
Okay, so you walk him over. You can move your pieces there. That's Grog there. Or was this Grog?
No, that's Grog.
Caden. That has to be Grog. Caden's the clear one.
Well, we made him the barbarian, but that's fine.
Oh, well, yeah, we did before, but whatever.
We used him that.
So who brought him then? Just you two? Okay, Grok's just hanging over each of you on each end, and he's just vomiting. He's like, oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, it sucks so much.
You'll be fine.
Oh, what the fuck? What's that thing? Oh. Do a dexterity saving throw, both of you, to see if you get vomit on you.
Oh, I'll be good.
Yeah, you will.
12.
15.
You just had to get over 10. Okay. You get he starts to puke, but each of you, or you just sort of dodge it and just sprays all over the ground. You're going through hallways. A bunch of the different warlocks who are walking around with their librums and stuff sort of look up, and they're like, ugh! And they just sort of cower away at the sight as you guys are walking through the hallway. Clear! Out of the way! Out of the way! And you guys make it to the living quarter. Where are you bringing them?
Wherever they're...
To where the druids are.
Okay, you go to the little part of the living quarter where all the druids are housed, and you see them all there, all the children. It's just children, and Myra and Seedy are there. Seedy is out there, and he's just, like, picking at his food.
I keep walking past them. We take him to the druids to get healed.
They're all there, though.
Okay.
Yeah, you're at the druids. You're at the druids, and Myra's just like, oh, gosh! Uncle, what's going on?
Pull Myra aside.
Let me play your character! Fuck!
I was Balrog whispering to Phileas.
Jesus, fuck.
They're saying this out loud.
Uncle, what's your language?
Oh, it's my apologies.
The children!
Yes, the children. I forgot all about them.
Oh, Belrin. You don't hear this, Phileas does. This is rather strange, isn't it? You feel a bit different now. You feel a bit more good, but a little bit reckless.
Anybody know about poison stuff?
And then Myra's like, I'm not sure what you... And they're, all the children scream and run away from the table that they're at as Grok has just vomited green, gooey vomit all over the tables.
Yeah.
And it's just spraying everywhere. And they're all screaming and running away, and Myra gets up. She's like, I was eating that. Ugh! Gross!
Don't worry. You'll get replacement soon.
I can possibly help. Do you know what happened to him? Uncle, do you know what happened to him?
He was poisoned by some toad thingy.
What kind of toad?
Oh gosh.
Giant walking toad.
That thing.
A giant walking toad. Beleriand, maybe you shouldn't be here. You don't really understand these things. Uncle and I, we have a vast knowledge of different animal species from all across the realm. We'll be able to figure this out.
Are all the other children gone?
They all ran away screaming, but CD... No, there's still some. You're not letting me finish. There's still some at other tables around you. And specifically, CD is there at a table just picking up some food, just looking at you guys like...
Myra...
CD, by the way, is just a big seed with stick arms and stick legs. It's the seed that he gave sentience to. And it hates his guts.
Hi.
It's like the father that abandoned it. It's like...
It's okay, hit about me.
Yeah, I was going to say he's...
He's just eating leaves, by the way.
It's
and healthy, sticks.
It's a healthy diet. I'll turn to Myra and just be like, listen, we can explain everything. We just need to cure this poison, heal this guy. Beleriand here and I will tell you what happened, but we don't want to tell you in front of all the children.
Okay.
It's more important to get him healed first.
Okay, well,
so he doesn't die.
As the druidic
like, oh, fuck! And he's, like, turning purple. Oh, fuck! She's like, lay him down on the table.
So we lay him down.
He's laying down, big thud, as this large, huge half-orc barbarian lays down. Myra just starts cutting into his shirt and rips it open, and you see that he's starting to get these boils all over his chest and abs and stomach and everything.
Beleriand,
and they start just pussing up, and they're growing very quickly.
I would turn to Myra and be like, that's not contagious, is it?
I don't know, Uncle. What infected him?
God damn it.
Can you do some sort of, like... check or something?
I can do a medicine check, can't I?
Oh, there you go.
Yay!
I will also do a medicine check. Myra got a 7 on her medicine check.
That's a 15.
Sure, hers is 12.
Okay, so 12, okay.
And I rolled 15.
Myra can't figure it out. She's just like, these boils, ugh. Could it be a salamander? No. It's something, you guys said toad, right? Whatever it is, I don't think it's natural. It wasn't a beast of nature, was it, Uncle? You get a little bit more information. You know that this was a fiend that caused this.
So I would tell her and be like, all I remember is some sort of fiend-type creature, evil. I don't do magic, Myra! I mean...
And she's just like... Shocked. She's, Uncle! What's wrong with you?
Phileas?
You're acting really weird. And you keep speaking like... Your voice is, like, different. Your mannerisms and... I'm very confused.
I need a drink.
Phileas?
What?
We should
yes.
just...
Yes, listen to Beleriand. I've never heard him so calm and collected before.
If it helps, my toll for medicine would have been 20.
You did a medicine
19
check?
Plus 1.
Okay, you know that this was a demon.
Okay.
What you guys fought was a demon, it was a fiend, and that this poison you wouldn't know anything about.
Myra?
Yes?
The monster that we fought was a demon. There was a fiend demon.
Then there's nothing we can do, Uncle.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Wait
a minute. Oh,
back it up, Uncle.
Oh, sorry. Back it up. Then there's nothing we can do. I We're druids. I don't know how to cure anything like... I know nothing about demons. Does anybody here know about demons?
And I guess we'll bring him somewhere else.
Are you gonna carry this guy over there?
Warlocks, I guess? Let's go find him on.
I was gonna say, Eritol, knowing the condition of Krog, would actually probably go and try to find him on at, like, the center.
Yeah, you just sort of, as you're leaving the mage quarter, you just sort of walk by Cedric, give him squinty eyes. Like, don't steal my shit. And then you just keep walking, slipping shit.
So Eritol would try to go to the center where, like, the Netherlord would be to try to find Mon.
So as you're walking south, you're going to head towards the Netherlord's chamber in the center. But in order to do that, you have to walk from Magic Quarter into the War Quarter.
Yeah.
You walk into the War Quarter. All around you, there's different warlocks, and they're all training. Eldritch Blast! 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 I can read all writing! Eldritch Blast! I say nothing. Okay. So... Eldritch Blast, Eldritch Blast, Eldritch Blast. I'm going to stop now. Okay.
Oh, fuck, that's through, funny.
But then you notice as you're walking by, you see Amon in front of you. And Amon is standing there with Lord Thakrak. And you see in front of them is a large, black, shirtless dragonborn who's just holding a large sword. And he's just practicing and beating a training dummy. And around them are a bunch of other warlocks who are just watching and observing. And you just see him just skillfully just hacking away and just crushing this training dummy. And it's Razend there. Razend is in chains as he's there. And the chains are locked and everything. And it just seems like Amon and Lord Thakrak are observing him. It's as if Razend is giving a lesson to these warlocks on physical combat. Then you gotta go for the head. Like this! And then he goes, and he just, and with one swipe, just chops off the head of the train dummy, which is made of, like, a very, very thick, thick oak. It immediately severs it, and the head just flies to the side, and the whole crowd's like, whoa. And that's what you see.
Eritol's gonna come in and use Mage Hand and grab the head while it's in the air.
And the head flies, and then it's just floating. The crowd's like, oh. And Razend turns around, looks at it, and then makes eye contact with you. And Amon, you see that this head is now just floating in front of you. And what do you do?
I'll put the head back on top of the dummy however I can. And then I'll walk over and be like...
And the crowd goes,
Not to interrupt, but we got a fellow that I brought back, and he looks poisoned. And it seems like what we fought was like a really evil demon thingy. It was like a giant frog with spikes on it that spat poison and stuff.
You guys have been gone for a while. This is Lord Thakrak speaks to you. You guys have been gone for a while.
Yeah, like he's dying. He's in the living quarter.
Who is it? Is it Phileas? He was kind of squishy.
It was a half-orc that we brought back who's going to join us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Can you someone go out? Hey, man.
Hey, Eritol.
Last time I saw you ran away with Crystal. Really. And then we fought. And Celestial Summit.
I know. And he just looks sort of uncomfortable. He's just like sort of playing with his sword. He's like, I'm sorry about that. But the Netherlord, he says I've been doing good, and I gave all the information that I had to Phileas and Belverin, so they're going to start letting me out more as long as I'm productive and I'm just training these people on how to actually defend themselves. But, I guess I'm trying to say, I'm sorry for that whole thing, you know?
Yeah, that's okay.
I wasn't in my right mind.
Hey, I barely knew you, really. I'm gonna be completely honest.
Okay.
So it's okay. I mean, if you want to say that to, like, Phileas and Belrun, I'm sure you could be awkward about it with them.
Okay.
Yeah. No, we're cool, though.
We're cool?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you see how hard you can actually hit that, like, head of that thing? I want to see if you can hit the wall, like, all the way back there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Trust me. I can.
Yeah.
16, plus 5, so, like, you just see him turn around, and he's just got a one-handed sword, and he just sort of flips it in the air and catches it with both hands, and with one side swipe, he just slices at the center of the training dummy. Completely severing it, it just explodes and crashes over the top half torso of the train dummy, goes flying into the air and smashes against the wall and then falls down.
Eric all of a sudden turns.
You just see these huge muscles bulging. Oh.
Eric all of a sudden turns to the side and be like, "So, class, what you want to do is not get hit by someone like that ever, ever."
And you just see this tall, red-headed elven warlock there, who Phileas and Belrin saw guarding Razan before, and he's like, "That's excellent advice, Eritol. Yes, I'll make sure I write that down." And he begins writing it down. The other warlocks are like, "Oh yes," and they start writing it in their books of shadow.
I do too, Eritol.
Hey,
time,
well, like you should really get to the living quarter and help those guys out.
Amon has been assigned to help me protect Razend here, says Lord Thakrak. He's like,
"Okay, well, someone's gonna die if no one goes there. We had it then. I
can go with him. Like it's right there, right back. So.
These are orders from the Netherlord. Do not forget your duties.
How about you all go?
Like, can we just bring him with us and then we're still with him? Like,
roll persuasion.
Do double.
9 to 16. 19.
We can just we could just bring him with us and then we're still with him, so.
I think I can handle this myself. You go. I'll guard the prisoner.
Okay.
Don't forget I did this for you, kid.
Alright.
Okay, Amon. Get going. Just sort of nods at you.
And Amon nods back.
So Amon and Eritol, you leave the war quarter. You to get to the living quarter, you're going to head back through the magic quarter. And as you do, you just see Caden is in the corner, and he's like going through some of the belongings of in the magic quarter. He's going through some stuff there. You would see Joseph as well is also in the corner there, and he's going to do a sleight of hand check to try to steal something. He rolled I have a character sheet. Joseph for sleight of hand's dexterity, right? So he rolled a 10. So you can, as you're walking by and he's close to you too, you guys just see Joseph has found like a book on one of the bookshelves, and he just picks it up and it's sort of glowing, and he's like, "I'll take this." He starts putting it into his
I just rolled a 12, so like that's 15 stealth. Yeah. Antel's gonna sneak up behind Joseph. Yeah. Well, he was gonna sneak to Caden, but he's gonna sneak up behind Joseph as well and just be like, "Hey!"
Hey, Eritol! How's it going? Hey.
Put that back.
You?
Fucking put that back.
Put what back?
The book.
What book?
I'm gonna slap the shit out of you, Joseph. This is my area. Put that shit back.
Intimidation check.
Oh, 7.
Total?
Yeah.
He goes, "Fuck you!"
I wanna stealth and try to steal the book from you.
go. Natural 20. Oh, okay, I was gonna make you roll sleight of hand, but you rolled a 20 on your stealth.
You should jump out, surely.
Nobody sees you. You see this from afar. Of course, you roll that first roll back, and you just explain to me what you do. You just sort of into the shadows.
As he puts the book away, I want to take the book out and put it in my bag.
So as I'll say that as the conversation is happening with Eritol, he's like, "Fuck you." And then at that time, Cedric, completely enshrouded in stealth and shadow, just comes up. You're able to take the book out of Joseph's, without even Eritol noticing, you're able to take the book out of Joseph's tunic. And now you're holding it, and you're just sort of standing behind him in the shadows. Joseph's like, "I don't have any book, okay?"
I clearly saw you put it in your... You just went, ha 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 ha, and fucking...
What are you going to come up beside Eritol and unstealth.
Holy shit! What the hey?
What the hell?
Going on? Hey, what's up, man? He stole a book.
You guys have kids working in here? Jesus!
He's not a kid. Oh shit!
Cedric, can just look at his ring of the ram.
Yeah. Okay. If you punch him, I'm not gonna blame you. Just try to keep the damage to a minimal. I mean, I like destroying my own shit. I don't like it when other people destroy my shit.
That's
you do have to claim your dominance as the rogue in the area.
Hey. That's the book that I saw on the shelf earlier.
What? Oh. Yeah, that's okay.
How the hell did you... And Joseph is legitimately frightened of you right now.
How did you do that? That's...
Joseph, that's...
There's a crow in every corner. You better watch your back.
those cryptic, frightening words, his eyes go wide, and he's like,
okay. Okay, hey, I don't want any issues here, okay? I was just invited here. Listen up, he's got a hooked hand. Sorry. Listen up. I just, you know, I don't want to cause any fuss. I won't take anything else, I promise.
Well, you did take it.
I didn't, what?
You said you won't take anything else.
Fine, I fucking took the book.
That's okay.
Okay, it was shiny. I like shiny things.
That book's about bat poop. It's a study on bat poop.
Cedric just sort of opens it up and looks, and it's just a bunch of photos of different, like, aerial animals, like birds and bats and stuff.
Guano.
Yeah. And pooping and the medicinal properties of guano and poop.
But on the front of the book, you see the, like, avian guano. The avian's crossed out, and it says Phileas.
That's what the book says that you have. I'm on you. You don't do it as good as he does.
Well, before he was gonna stuff, I was gonna just mage hand and grab the book out of his.
You have mage hand?
Yeah. I got it because we leveled up.
Oh. And now Caden walks up. Eritol, I really like this place. But, you know, it could use some reworking. I'm willing to make you a deal.
Okay.
He takes out the wand. He's like, how about this? I'll let you keep the wand, but you let me run this place. Let me run this quarter here.
Well, no.
Let me be in charge. What?
No.
You know what this wand can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
This is my quarter.
You want me to work with you or not?
Yeah, you can work with me, but you're not running this place. You can kind of head the place while I'm gone. And all that kind of stuff. Let's run this place together.
I don't know where you studied. I studied at the College of Magisters, okay? I know a thing or two about a thing or two.
I ran an entire world.
What?
I ran an entire world of magic. And yeah. I'm not from this world.
I got that when I detect magic on you. I could tell. You're otherworldly, but... You ran an entire world?
Yeah.
And that's how you stockpile your herbs? And he points at herbs along
the way. Yeah, I don't know how those got there.
You don't even have them alphabetized. I could organize that for you.
Sure, you can be an assistant and an administrative assistant.
I am Caden. I am no assistant!
Well, I mean, don't assistants organize stuff for someone else?
I am not going to be an assistant. I will work with you.
Oh, so like what I originally suggested.
Yes. Fine. Yeah, but it was my idea.
Oh, okay, yeah, no. Can I have the wand now?
He just looks down, he's like, it didn't seem to do anything that great anyway, and he hands you the wand. Big deal.
Eritol has a big urge to just use it, but...
Big deal, it makes people bright and all that stuff. Like, who gives a fuck?
You see the fucking gems that shot out?
I'll start organizing in here, because clearly... You don't know how to do it. Caden is lawful evil, by the way. What, one more thing, though? Do I get to, use the wand sometimes?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. Cool, okay, we'll do that. And yeah. I'm going to start categorizing your magical artifacts. I see that you have an order here for a shipment of crystals.
What?
It's right here, and he brings out, he's like, I was going through your paperwork. This right here, it's a bill of sale for a shipment of Hydraxian crystals.
Oh, yeah. We need those to study stuff.
Hydraxian crystals, do you even know what those do?
No.
They just absorb things. That's all they do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect.
Whatever. So I'll make sure those are shipped, and then I'm going to organize your herbs, and then I'm going to categorize your artifacts, and then we're going to have a talk about... how to properly position these portals.
Okay, don't mess things up.
I won't. And he turns around.
Thanks, assistant.
And Amon's is gonna...
I'm not an assistant!
Amon's just gonna nudge Eritol. So, who's a hook hand in the asshole?
You know, you...
No, it wasn't that. I've been training the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
I've been training the entire time. I did not go on that.
Were you not,
no, you know who the hooked hand guy is. Amon, you would be wait a second, this is Joseph. You don't know who the blue other tiefling is, but you know that he's not a warlock because he doesn't have burning eyes.
So. Yeah, so that's Joseph. Apparently your robot chopped off his hand. You should know him, I guess. I don't know.
I know. I remember that.
And the other guy, I still don't know who the fuck he is.
He seems like an asshole.
What about Ron?
Yeah, anyways.
Ron is there. He was pretty weak. I completely forgot about him. So Ron is in the room with you guys as well. You see Ron there, and Ron's just like,
hey, Ron.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, you wanna come with us? We're going to go see Phyllis and Belrun.
Sure.
We're going to go. It's going to be in the living quarters. We'll probably get you a bed there.
Okay, yeah. I'm a little bit. Yeah. My ribs kind of.
You're going to have to walk, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't carry you.
I didn't think so. It's okay. All right, I'll go with you.
I mean, I could, but I don't want to.
Joseph's like, I guess I'll go too.
Cedric, you want to come along?
Sure.
The five of you go to the living quarter, where you see laying down on the table Grok, who's just still vomiting, and like, but now his shirt is open, and he's got all these boils all over him, and they've started puffing up. I need Phileas, the character, to do a dexterity saving throw.
Again?
Yeah.
I'm bad at math. 24.
As you're inspecting and looking at these boils on his stomach, one of them just pops. And this gooiness just... And Myra's like, oh, fuck, gross! Underneath is just this gaping, like, fleshy, pussy hole that's now underneath. And Grok's just like, oh, I'm dying! Fuck, I'm dying!
You're not dying.
Oh, God!
So as Eretol sees this, he's like, Amon, he's dying.
Yeah. Clearly he's dying.
You wanna go see if you can do something about it?
You guys see Amon now.
Amon.
Says Belrin.
Can you do something there?
Why are you so calm?
Just do something.
As you look over at Phileas, who's freaking the fuck out.
What?
You fought a demon-like creature. You got poisoned.
Why is Phileas, like, creeping, or like...
Lots of things have happened, Amon. Go do it!
Fix this thing!
Amon, it's not like a natural thing that gave this to him. They're saying it was like a demon.
Okay.
So, what can we do?
Amon will... Can you let me roll a history check to see what cause this?
Yep.
Character, so, Amon will open his Book of Shadows and go through it, and he will roll a history check.
Would it help if Eretol said it was like a giant toad?
23. Okay, yeah, you'd be going through. You guys would just see Amon as he takes out his Book of Shadows. He opens it. This violet glow illuminates his face as he's moving through these pages. There's like a whispering hum coming from the shadows. You would go through Amon. You'd see a list of different devils from the Nine Hells, none of which match any description of an attack like this. So then you start looking through more fiends and demons, which are the chaotic fiends of the underworld and the abyss. And you would see this matches the stinking attack of the Hezru, which is a giant toad-like demon that is known to release poisonous, noxious gas that can seriously damage people. So then have a picture of the demon in your book there.
Am I near Amon? Can I see this book?
If he shows it to you, you're not looking over his shoulder.
I'm just asking if he's opening it.
Yeah, he's opened it. So,
well, Amon would like turn this book around and show the picture and be like, "Is this the thing you guys are talking about?"
Or yes.
Where did you fight a Hezru?
Just can you fix it or not?
I could try.
As Joseph sort of looks around. Oh, fuck, Grok, no! And then he walks up, and Grok's like, fuck off, Joseph, go away. Get the fuck away from me.
Yeah, Joseph.
You shut the fuck up, he's my best friend.
You're gonna get sick if you
I'm not your fucking best friend, you're a piece of shit.
Joseph, just let him be.
Joseph, unless you want to lose the other hand, don't touch him, or he will fall off like acid.
Joseph, just let him be.
Are you swinging your hair?
Yes.
Your new haircut.
He's not hair anymore.
Oh, yeah, he's got no hair. Is that what he's had to do?
He got cut.
But I could have
bangs. He's got the undercut, sort of. Like, he's got the what do you call it, fuck
twinkle
boy?
Twinkle in the eye.
Cut, right? Dude, yeah. I've never been here before. You guys brought me to a hole in the ground.
We'll show you to your bed later.
Just touch it.
Three.
A three.
Nothing.
I'm not going to bed with you anymore, Belrin.
Fuck you.
Just what did I do to you?
That's not Belrun, remember? You
Aerotol. Aerotol.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's Phileas.
It's Aerotol. Hard, okay?
Oh, fuck. Oh.
Someone just fix this guy that's fucking dying.
So, he starts having a seizure.
Amon writes down a list of, like, different herbs and gives it to, rips it out of his book and gives it to Aerotol. You need to get me these herbs.
I don't know what these fucking herbs are called.
Well, Myra walks up.
Let me see. I don't think we have these things.
We have a whole bunch of herbs in the magic area. I don't know what they're called.
Isn't your assistant doing it right now?
Yeah. Here. Aerotol's gonna grab the list and go back to the mage quarter.
Okay. Can you, like, stabilize him while... Before it gets too crazy.
Okay, so who's gone back to the mage quarter? Aerotol has. Okay, Aerotol, you've gone back. We're going to say just collectively you go there, and Caden is right there organizing all the herbs.
Caden! Caden!
Okay.
Caden!
I guess I'm going to put that there. Put this
one. Hey, asshole!
What?
I need these herbs. Grog's going to die if we don't get
these herbs. I'm not done organizing them.
Well, we fucking need them.
This one here. This one there. Grok can die for all I care. This is more important. This is a mess. This one here. This one.
You're not doing any checks to stop. Or for anything to fucking shake him out of this.
Aerotol's just going to run up and kick him.
Ow! What the fuck?
We need these fucking herbs. Now.
He grabs it. He's like,
I'm not an assistant.
And he looks at it. He's like... And just very quickly, he grabs, like, all of the herbs. And gathers them up. And he puts them into a pouch. He's like... I don't have this one, but that's the rest of it. And you see it's all checked off except for one, and it's the blue flower of Mandara. And he hands it to you.
Do we have anything that could replace that one?
Unless you're going to go off to that druid island, then no.
Okay, I don't know where the fucking island is. He's gonna grab the thing, the bag of herbs.
And in the meantime, you've pulled Myra aside.
And we're just gonna explain to her.
I think it'd be better if you as yourself, like, as Belrun would pull her aside.
Well, we both do, but you talk.
Stop!
Okay,
I can talk.
You guys have both
talk.
Pulled Myra aside. She's like, yes, uncle.
What? By the way. Long story short.
Yeah, make it short. We have
to help
him.
He's dying.
Yeah.
That's your uncle. And he points to Belrun.
Hi, my dear.
Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't believe us.
It's not time for jokes right now. There's a man dying.
We just want you to understand that we're trying to figure out why it happened, but our minds seem to have been swapped.
Yeah.
That is Belrun, and this is Phileas.
This isn't funny.
We
can't be doing this right now. Please, whatever this prank is, it's not funny. There's a man dying.
This is not a prank. Do you remember the stories a grandmother used to tell?
Yes.
Great-grandmother used to tell?
Yes.
About the...
What?
Possibility of... Oh, fucking no, I'm just making shit up as I go.
Yeah, I can tell, Belrun.
Fuck. I don't even know where I was going with that. Ignore that all.
Be like,
what happened to Bowers?
Phileas! Felrun! Come over here!
Ask Aerotol. He wouldn't lie to you.
We'll discuss. Okay.
We can watch your notes. So there's no panic later, okay?
Listen, I'm... Yes, I won't panic later when I find out that you've swapped bodies. Anyways, and she turns around.
And you've run in, yep.
He's gonna hand Myra the list of all the herbs and stuff. And be like,
and Myra goes, okay, and
We're missing one. The blue flower of Mandara or something like that?
Natural 20.
I don't have a blue flower of Mandara. Do you, Uncle? Do you, Uncle?
Myra, they swap bodies back. We got, some artifact. What?
That's true?
And
then
believe.
He became,
Can I have one?
What?
Can I have one?
No, you don't. No.
Well, this is Bilius, and that's Felrun.
Well, with a nat 20, Myra's going to know how you can get one, because she rolled this nat 20. Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, but yeah, it's true. Just don't tell anyone about this.
We don't want to put a panic.
Well, everybody in this room knows about it now.
I'm saying with all my kin.
Don't let the children know. He's worried about that.
I'll,
keep it. This is fair.
What does that matter right now? So someone's dying.
You're not my uncle. You're the one.
I'm trying to help him. This guy here is.
I am. Now let's go save this person. How do we save him?
Uncle, we have all the herbs for Amon, but is the blue flower of Mandara necessary?
Yes, it is. This is like one of the most crucial things we need.
We don't have it, but you know, since I rolled a nat 20.
And you have locate objects.
CD has the ability to create any plant out of the palm of his hand.
You just see CD is still over there at the table just eating leaves and sticks, looking at you guys like.
How am I going to handle this one?
Alright.
So go over there and get the flower then?
He won't listen to me.
He won't listen
if I tell him to do it, he won't do it. If I ask him to do it, he won't do it. If I beg him to do it, he won't do it.
Bower.
He hates me. He hates Phileas.
You can listen. Just go up to him and tell him that if he does this for us, we will take him on a mission very soon.
Are you going to lie to him?
No, because I will take him out. Once we figure out this situation, I will be taking him out on a mission to gain his trust a little bit more.
And you think he'll listen to that?
That's what he wants. He wants to go out on an adventure into the world.
Okay.
Or he likes stuff.
Just stuff.
Just try it. Try to convince him.
CD's just eating leaves.
Okay.
He won't listen to you as me. To me as you. But he'll listen to you. He might listen
maybe
to you as me.
He actually will because he hates you, which is me, but he'll like you, which is me.
You try first and then we'll go from there.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
He's literally a seed with stick arms and stick legs and he's like a teenager.
And Amon will just be starting to get everything ready, waiting for just this flower to be arrived to him.
Yeah, I'll go talk to CD.
CD's at the table. He doesn't even see you. He's just looking at the other guys. He looks like he's getting some sick like enjoyment from their suffering. Fucking abandoned me.
So what do you got there? And Cedric will reach in and take a bite.
He take a bite and it's like it's mint. And just eating. It's like and CD just sort of looks down. He's like,
Who are you? What? That's my food.
I'm Cedric.
Cedric? I've heard of you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you think maybe you could get... And you eat another piece of it? Okay. That's okay, I guess. What do you want?
That weird guy over there needs a flower. And they said to you that you could do it. And I overheard it because... I just happened to be there.
I could, but why would I help them? Why would I help that bastard?
I don't really like him either, but you're not helping him. You're helping the weird big guy. And he's pretty tough, and he could help you get stuff.
He could help.
He could beat up that guy you don't like.
Roll persuasion check.
You're talking about me?
Yeah.
See, you don't like me.
No, he's talking about him.
Me. Oh, whatever.
What is it?
3.
I like you. You seem like a nice guy. But you don't know. That guy's a piece of shit. Okay? And I know if I give him what you're asking me for, he's going to benefit more. I don't want that. He doesn't deserve anything.
They don't have to know you did it. I could just say I had one. No one even knows. Then I get all the credit. You don't even have to do anything.
What else do I get out of it?
You get to save that guy.
Come on. Don't fuck around. Listen. Could you help me out? You have connections, right? That's what they say. I'm looking to get some of this mana bomb stuff.
You don't want mana.
But I've heard that it's like fun. Could you get me some? I just want to try it. That's it. I just want to try it. Could you get me some? If you can get me some, I'll make the flower.
Well, I happen to have some here.
You do? Just one little bit. Just what do you do with it?
Mana bomb, by the way, it comes in a small little vial. It's a liquid that you put into your eyes.
Does he have eyes?
Infuse you with this magical trance. You give me just one little vial of mana bomb, and I'll make the flower. Look. He moves his hand like this. A swirling twig energy on what is his makeshift hand. His hand is just like three sticks, basically. But you see this small little plant begins to grow at the center of it. And it starts blooming just a little bit blue, but it's not fully bloomed yet. He's like, trade, come on. Like you said, nobody has to know.
All right.
Okay.
But I don't think it's all it's got... Oh, it's cracked up to be.
Okay.
I'll just hand him, like...
Is this mana bomb?
Eye drops. That's it.
It's eye drops. Okay,
He doesn't know better.
He doesn't know better. A three. He doesn't know better. So, this is the real deal?
Yeah.
Okay.
It affects everyone differently, so never know.
Okay. And he puts it in his pocket, and then... And within the palm of his hand, blooms a blue... flower that is shaped like a tulip, and it just like permeates a magical energy, and he snaps it off and he hands it to you.
I'll take it.
Deal. So and he gives you like a little wink, and then immediately CD gets up and he starts walking away, and he's like, and he goes to his room.
Alright, go knock on his door and try and get the
guys see CD leave.
Why do you think I can talk to him? This is gonna be terrible.
Just casually walking back
to the group. Oh yeah, you're walking back to the group now. CD's left his table, his bowl's still there, with all the leaves in it and the twigs and everything.
Just go knock on his door. You can get this thing.
He hates you. But what makes you think?
If you promise him, he might.
Promise him nothing. He won't do anything. He's a stupid seed.
Don't you dare!
You know, you guys could have just asked. And I'll pull it out. Just
like, where the hell did you get that?
How the hell did you get that?
I had it the whole time.
This guy has like.
You're
all
allowed
tricks.
To. If you don't believe somebody, you're allowed to roll an insight check to see if you would believe even other players.
The thing is, though, I probably wouldn't because of the fact that I know that when I said to him from Mindera, he was where the fuck's that? So he wouldn't know what Mindera was. So my character wouldn't believe that he just magically.
Well, it depends on your insight.
Why would I have to remind him?
Yeah, you have to do him.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Let's see what your insight is.
It's the wisdom.
Oh, God!
Yeah, I know.
I thought you were going to legit give me a drug dealer.
Six.
Okay, yeah, no. You're like, what? That doesn't make any sense, but you're more overwhelmed with the fact he has one. You don't know how he got it, but he's got a network of different people. He must have somehow got it imported somehow. You believe him wholeheartedly. And you just see little Cedric just holding this thing up.
Is he, like, coming up to me? Because he's with him, them right now. I'm preparing to...
Cedric's holding the blue herb.
I'd say, I guess it's like a... It's a potion, but you pour it on them instead of making them drink it, so...
Okay. Like a bomb that goes onto the wound?
It looks like a potion, but it's more, instead of them drinking it, you just pour it over them.
Okay.
Yep. So...
Pass you the flower thing.
I'll take the flower and mash it into the...
Yep.
Into the liquid.
Yeah, and after a few minutes, you've made a concoction there. It's thick, it's very leafy, liquidy potion that's in a vial. And it's glowing green.
Okay, and then he will... Pour it all over Grok.
Grok's like, oh, fuck, oh! And you pour it onto Grok, and there you would all just see this steam. Psss. It looks like Amon is pouring acid onto Grok.
Amon, what are you doing?
Ah! Ah!
You're killing him!
Ah!
This is fixing him.
Ah! How is this fixing?
And he's throwing up blood now.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh.
Dude, it's to other people.
Joseph's like, oh fuck, Grok, no! What the fuck did you do?
I fixed him.
And
it's okay, Joseph.
This is the stench of... you guys would remember the stench of the Hezru would... the aroma would fill up the living quarter and everybody. It's like a skunk, almost, but intense. A skunk and bad garbage. And it just reeks... horribly, and you're all just sort of covering up your mouths. It's gross. That's what you smell as this is burning all the front of his body. But it's
and it smells normal to me because it's a fiend. It smells a lot worse.
So it stinks.
Erico's going to press the digitation for the smell to smell like flowers or something.
So around it you. Affect him. Yeah. For you. And you're just like, okay, that's fine. And then Grok just... he just sort of passes out. And then you'd see that the entire front of his chest, it looks like hard, hard, charred flesh.
Yeah, just now just take that all off and you'll be fine.
What do you mean? He's dead.
No, he's not.
He's not.
You want to do a medical check? You can check.
No, he's not going to check.
Okay, you do see he's breathing. But he's no longer screaming. He's no longer puking. Myra would walk up and she just sort of wipes away the pussy crustiness.
Gross.
And you'd see it's just fresh flesh underneath. So whatever this potion did, it brought all of the poison to the surface and has cured it.
See? I told you. He's fine.
Myra, the unseen servants could probably wipe him off.
Myra looks at her hand and it's like cheese almost.
Yeah, she's like, that's...
Wipes it like this.
Just wipe it on Joseph's
towards
face.
Cedric. Do a dexterity saving throw. Are you...
Natural 20.
Oh my god.
Cedric, you see Myra's like wiping her hand like this and a little bit of the cheesiness just flies off her hand towards you. What do you do?
I'll redirect it and like throw it back and so it smacks Joseph in the face.
Joseph's like, oh! And he starts throwing up behind you.
Do we need to cure him too now?
Nah, he's fine. It's technically all dead poison.
Yeah, it's all good now. Alright, so, wow, that wasn't what I expected. So, as always, yeah, I guess Razen doesn't, we don't get the Armstrong meets, housewife's husband.
No.
Like I was expecting. And we don't get Grok meeting, Thakrak like I was expecting.
Well,
so.
He could have, but he said no to that, so.
Oh, just because of your roll. He was like, you guys rolled really well, so he was like, it's fine, I'll just stay here. There's no point in me going. Also, I didn't want two more people in that room. How is crowding that going to help? And we're going to go into more what happens over the next few days. You guys gave Grok, Joseph, and Caden their own space in the living quarter. They have decided to help you guys as companions. So that means that you guys will be able to bring them out on missions if you want to. Each one of you can bring a companion out on a mission with you. Of course, you have to understand these companions are expendable. If they die, they're dead.
Each one of us can, so we can have 10 companions if we want?
Yeah, but I'm going to limit it. Whenever it's all of you here, you can't bring a companion. But if one of you isn't here for a session, you guys can bring
one. So it's always up to 5.
Yeah, exactly. What do you guys do over the next few days? What happens? But what do you do over the next few days in the Shattered Citadel? Basically, it's going to be about 3 or 4 days, and then you guys are going to meet again and decide what your next mission is.
Well, I would assume that we would go up to Aerith Hall or whoever and try and figure out what happened and how long this will last, because we have no idea if it's a temporary thing or a permanent thing.
Yeah, after the new people were settled, later that evening, you went to Aerith Hall's quarters. Erital is very tired because going through portal magic is extremely, extremely tiring. And Erital, you hear a knock at your door.
Who the fuck is that?
It's Philly Run. Whatever you call us.
Bilious and Felrun?
Sure.
what? The door will open and...
Yeah. And as they're entering, two unseen servants begin bringing you to wine.
Hey, you're not supposed to drink that.
Oh, Elrin.
You're be quiet.
Okay. A talisman doesn't really want to speak to you. He knows what's going on. He knows it's not really Belrin.
Good.
I'll reach over and touch the talisman.
Okay. Oh, there he is.
Yes.
Belrin, I have missed you.
Me too. Just ignore Phileas right now. He's just a stupid asshole.
Don't worry. I've met many assholes in my day. And this is all at Aerithal's door. This is all at Eritol's door. He asked you to come in. Eritol, you're just looking, going like, what the fuck? This again.
Did Eritol find out it would only last? He was told.
No, you don't know. You're gonna have to. You haven't observed them yet.
Sure.
Okay, so those two are at your door. Go ahead.
So what do we? We have to ask you.
What do you want?
So
fuck, do you want?
We kind of want to know how long this thing will last.
I don't know. The artifact melted.
You know more magic stuff?
Yeah, come over here.
Blah, 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 you know.
Eritol's just going to go over touch and us. Detect magic on them and try to find something out.
Yep, just don't touch this thing. Talisman.
21.
You'd know that this is colloquially known as the two wizards as the Freaky Friday spell. This is there's different variations of it and everything, but body swaps are common in different magics, mostly trickster magic. And you'd know that this particular spell, chances are it's going to wear off within a day. If they sleep for maybe another day, they'll be fine.
Yeah, well, okay. Do you guys want the good news or the bad news?
Just tell us.
I want to say it so badly, but I know I can't.
You
can't.
Just
tell me that
you know it. No. You don't understand. I don't.
No, you don't understand.
Just say it. Say it. Who gives a fuck? Just say it.
Say it. I like my dessert first.
Look at Philly. It's like, what the fuck?
It's from Fast and Furious.
Well, you guys are gonna switch back. That's the good part.
Now give me my
damn veggies.
My damn veggies.
It might not be for another year.
So I have to be this hideously ugly for a year.
Yeah.
Fuck. People are gonna think I poop on people.
Yeah, Cedric has a book that says Phileas is guano.
Try to turn into a fly, I can't.
You mean like this? Turn you into a fly.
Oh, he cast polymorph on you. Phileas just cast polymorph.
No, because I have to be willing.
Oh yeah, so
I might have to roll something.
Yeah.
You'd have to roll wisdom.
What if I had tried and then he turns into something else other than a fly?
No, he won't.
Okay.
It'll either he resisted or he doesn't. But yeah.
Actually, it'd still work.
The flying creature must make a wisdom saving throw to avoid the effect.
Yeah.
10? No.
No, you turn into a fly. So after he turns it into a fly, Aerotol's going to be like, I was just fucking with you guys. You're going to turn back to normal tomorrow if you guys just go to bed.
Oh.
I'm assuming you both have to be asleep at the same time for it to work or something. I don't know.
But I'm kind of having fun with this. Look, I just turned him into a fly.
I know, it's fun, right?
It's kind of fun. Do flies poop?
Yeah. Yeah. So you better watch out.
I got a fly into Balron's mouth.
While you're saying poop, yep. you're choking.
You're gonna get squished.
That's fine, but I turn myself into a
glass and
it'll explode.
What?
But if you do, then I'm gonna turn into. You're gonna kill me.
And you both die. That's a good way to kill you both, I'm just saying.
Alright.
No, I'm about to chew me, so I pop out.
Hercule's just gonna back up and be like, I have nothing to do with this.
You wanna go to bed?
I'll just cough him back out and be like, well, that's one way for you.
As one of the unseen servants brought up a mug that's empty, and you cough him into the mug.
Oh, okay.
And you're there just covered in Belrin's spit just swirling around.
And I'm just going
to chain myself back. Myself back.
Before you say that, though, I want to be like, well, that's one way to enter someone.
Can you guys do boom. This outside of my room? Preferably, like, nowhere in the mage quarter.
But where am I gonna learn this magic?
Eritol shrugs.
Oh, fine.
I was so tempted to come up.
You walk up to Eritol's room and you see this, and you see a fly floating around, and you see Belrin has just coughed it out.
Actually, Phileas had coughed it out.
Or you see Phileas has coughed out a fly into a mug and then poured it onto the ground. Eritol's just backing away like, get the fuck out of my room, I'm tired.
I'm going to fly towards Cedric.
You're going to fly towards Cedric? Yep.
I'll just...
Oh.
Oh, no.
Got him. You just killed me!
And then...
No, you just...
Boom! Within your hands, Cedric, you just see a flash of light, and then Belrin appears, and you're just like, what the fuck? And your hands are outstretched wide onto each of his arms, and then you just fall back onto your back, and Belrin is there and falls onto his ass.
I don't imagine I'd be saying much. I'd probably be struggling.
You're like, ah! And then you fall down.
Can you all just get the fuck out of my room?
Oh, fine.
I'm just going to walk away.
Okay. And as you're walking away, you guys would see Ron there in the hallway, and he's leaning up against the wall. He's like, oh, what? Oh, hey, guys. Hey,
I'll help Ron go.
I thought we gave him...
Nobody. No, it's fine. I didn't want to bug anybody. It's okay.
What's up, Ron?
I think I might have broken a few ribs.
Cure wounds.
Oh, thank good. You could have done that the whole time, Belrin. Oh, thank goodness. You see, he's feeling a lot better. He's like, oh, all
right.
I can probably sleep now. I've been trying. I didn't want to bother anybody. Oh, it's okay.
Just had to ask.
Thanks, guys. Belrin, I want to thank you for letting me come here with you. This is much better than Falk.
Ron, do you not remember what happened in the thing?
Oh, yeah, sorry. I get confused sometimes.
I'm
Belrin.
For now.
And he looks up
Phileas. Belrin's already gone, didn't he?
What?
Didn't you already leave?
Well, this is just as you were leaving, David. It's fine. Oh, yeah, sorry. Listen, I'm going to start training tomorrow morning.
Good.
Even harder, and I'm going to get really good at the bow.
We may need you at some point, so it's good to practice.
Okay, thanks, man. Okay. Anyways, I'm going to hit the hay. See you guys later. And Ron goes
hey,
to
hey, where's the hay?
Okay. I have some over there.
Grock
is passed out. Okay, so do you all go to bed? Collectively? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, just over the next few days, what do each of you do?
Well, it depends. Is the spell we're off over the next few days? Or is
it... The next morning, you go to bed, and you both go to bed, and you're just sort of praying to your own deities in your head, going, please let me wake up in my own body. Please let me wake up in my own body. And the next morning, you wake up in your own body.
Aww.
Fine. We're going to train each other on our powers and everything else. And
no, you don't need to do that. That's okay. This was only temporary. No. Come on.
I mean,
I was going to do a lot of things.
So you wake up in your own body. Wow.
I was going to sleep with Joseph.
Oh, I was going to sleep with Rosend.
Oh, my God.
Freaky Friday.
Okay, let's move on here. Over the course of the next few days... sleep with Amon.
Yeah. That's Phileas. He's into birds.
Okay, so also what you've learned is over the next few days is that Rosend is allowed to be free because he gave all the information. He wasn't going to be he was going to be tortured by the Netherlord until he gave all the information up, but he gave it all to Belrin. When Netherlord checked his mind, he saw he was telling the truth. Rosend is trying to be a better person. And every day he spends training in the war quarter, just beating on training dummies, teaching the warlocks, some of the warlocks how to physically fight and everything. It's sort of bolstering the ranks a bit. Joseph spends most of his time at Crow's Corner spending coin, so you guys aren't bothered by that because you own Crow's Corner. You see that Caden has actually impressed you, Eritol, as the next morning when you went into the Magic Quarter, it looks completely different. Everything is super well organized. You have lists handed to you from Minky Boodle, who hates Caden because Caden is a know-it-all, but even he has to concede that Caden seems to know how to properly organize magical artifacts, and you're handed all this information. Amon, what do you do?
Is this a summary of like...
Yeah, just a summary of
After the next few days?
Yeah, over the next few days, before you all meet again.
after you guys have rested, done whatever you want to do, you're going to meet at Crow's Corner to discuss where you're going to go next.
The past few days, Mon would probably be in the Magic Quarter helping Eritol with stuff,
mm-hmm.
while also reading. While he's helping, he's reading all the books in that area as well.
Okay.
Studying.
Eritol's going to run up to him and show him this book of Phileas Guano.
And Amon's just going to push that away.
Do a, we'll say, history check. We'll see if you get anything.
The one time I don't get it is 10.
Okay, you don't really discover anything new. You're more honing the things that you know to sharpen your mind, restudying the things that you already know, and helping out around the Magic Quarter with the portals and everything. You and Eritol are always sort of working together, figuring things out.
So this is what bat poop looks like when Phileas does that, and then
I'm good.
Can I be there when he's doing that?
Yeah, sure.
Can you produce flame on the book?
No. Counterspell.
Oh my god, we're not doing this. Okay. So we're going to then move to Belrin. What do you do? You're Belrin again.
Right?
You're Belrin again. Yeah. It's just overall the next few days. Anything you want to accomplish or do, research, anything. So before you wake up, you're dreaming.
Yeah.
This is the second day in. You have a dream. And when you're having this dream, you're dreaming of yourself flying through the air. And then you land, just as you have before. And you land in a village, and you see several villagers are walking around, and they're just sort of smiling. They don't seem to pay you much mind. And then you walk into a shop where there's this old man there, and he just nods at you, and he's speaking, but you can't hear words within the stream, but you can hear yourself speaking. And it is your voice. It's you.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Belrin. And the old man is, like, confused. And then he's, like, trying to sell you a sword. And then you say, no, I don't want any of your products. I just want you to die. And you take out your bow and shoot this old man in the throat. He starts gushing blood. You walk up, and with your bare hands, you rip the head off of his body, which falls to the side. His wife screams. You shoot out two arrows into her back. She falls down. She's gurgling on her own blood. You walk up, and you take out your hand axe, and you start just hacking at her, and blood is flying everywhere. Two guardsmen walk up. They have a sword and shield. You jump out, and you shoot some sort of dark energy out of your hands, blast them back, and then fly up into the air, where now you see your wings are black, and then you're just shooting arrows down upon them, and you're just laughing, and you just feel yourself gleefully evil, happy as you're murdering the people of this town. Then you wake up.
This is a dream, right?
Of course it's a dream.
And you're in a cold sweat. And you're just on the... on the side there, on your armor, is the talisman, and you found that although you're not touching it, you do see it's animated and moving.
Yeah.
Because as you're becoming more attuned with the talisman, as long as you're within close proximity, you're able to see its head moving and talking to you. Belrin, are you okay?
No. That was such a horrible dream. What the hell was that?
What dream, Belrin?
Oh my
what
god.
What happened?
Don't know, I was in a shop talking to someone and just started killing everybody.
What? You?
Yeah.
I can assure you, Belrin, I've been watching you sleep all night. You haven't left.
It's kind of creepy, but no, but it's weird though. Like, it was me, but I felt like it wasn't me. Like, I had dark wings and...
Perhaps a premonition of the future. Or perhaps of the present. You should think upon this, Belrin. I wouldn't worry too much right now.
It's your fucking clone. It's your fucking clone from the tree.
Everyone can understand that.
It's your fucking clone! It's your fucking clone from the tree! That's what Cedric would say if you were there. And Cold Sweat, you sure look in the mirror and you just shake your head.
Better not have this again.
And then poking at you is some wine from an unseen servant.
I
Well, you did drink some last night, Belgrin.
Wasn't me. You know it wasn't me.
That would all. Perhaps that's why you had the nightmare.
It would have been the night before we switched, and you said that it's already been a whole
Yeah, yeah, day. Well, you had some the other night, Belrin. Perhaps it's what caused your nightmares.
Maybe. I have to give Phileas some words later on about that. Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so you wake up in that cold sweat.
Yep.
Is there anything you want to do over the next few days, though? Just something for you to think about.
Not really. I mean, I'm not going to talk much about it to anybody. Okay. And
yeah, you're just sort of resting, relaxing, gathering up your strength, relaxing, because you did have a large ordeal there during the fights and stuff in your bulk and then to Ember Hills Island. Cedric, what do you want to do?
Just gathering information, listening to gossip. Well, where are you guys right now?
You're walking out of the private chamber that you have in Crow's Corner. Rathi is there. She's the green dragonborn with blonde hair. She's an old, old, old friend of yours. She's like, Cedric, where are you going?
He would be looking super proud of himself. Like, he just fucking accomplished, like...
Yeah. Are you holding anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like a scroll.
A scroll around underneath your arm. She's like, where are you going? Yo, I've never seen such a kick in your step.
I got a solution to all my problems right here.
Oh, do you? How about this problem? You were supposed to give me money, remember? That's why I came to this hellhole to be a bartender. You're supposed to pay me.
It's all in the plan.
Okay, but I can't live off of tips. You know what these people do? Come on. I expect to be paid soon. And she spits on the table and then starts wiping it again.
Considering if I should give her money.
I say, figure out how much profit, if anything, has been made so far, and then get rid of that.
All the profits he's been siphoning into his network of spies.
He's been using it. Including money.
And now he owes an exorbitant amount of money to very dangerous people who one already tried to kill him. You guys don't know this, but tried to kill him in that crow's. They snuck in and tried to assassinate him in the crow's quarter, and he killed them. There's shit you guys don't know about.
I'll just throw a bag of like 30 gold.
She just grabs it. She's like, this is a start. But I expect to be paid by the end of the week. Or I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah, we've done this before.
It better not be like Altonshire.
Altonshire.
Listen, I'm just walking.
And Barcho's there. Oh, Cedric, hey, where are you going? What's up, man? Do you need me to do something?
Nope.
Okay. I'll just hang back here then.
I just need to see Amon and Eritol.
You want me to get them?
Yeah. Bring them right here.
Okay, and you turn around and you go back in. There's actually, you go into a circular room. This is the war room where all around this room are painted photos of you. Just you fighting all types of different creatures. There's not a single inch of this wall that doesn't have a photo. So there's like a photo here, 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 here. And each one of these are painted drawings of Cedric fighting dragons. One of you defeating a vampire with garlic. One of you defeating a green dragon with daggers, and you're holding a thing controlling its mind. You know, one of you single-handedly having a sword fight with Claire Longstride. Like, ridiculous things. And one that's like messed up, but it's you laying down naked in a sensual way on a couch with a huge penis.
Didn't he take that one to his quarters?
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He brought it with him to his quarters.
Okay, never mind. That one isn't there. He has it for some reason.
It's not a huge penis. It's really small.
Oh, yeah. You made... Okay, never mind. So, you know, that's what this room is. Then in the center of the room is a huge circular table that has a map of the realm. And on the map are the different armies, the Silver Eye, little tokens for the Silver Eye, the Elven armies, the Dwarves. And there's all types of different scrolls there with all the different quests. That this is where everybody meets in order to decide what to do next. So you guys will be meeting the next day, but this is the day before you meet. And at Amon's door.
Yeah, and he uses Mage Hand to open the doors.
The fuck is with you guys answering with that thing? Hey, listen. Cedric needs you.
Pronto. Apparently, he needs you right now. Secret stuff. Shh.
Right now?
Right the fuck now. Come on. Listen. I can't be stabbed again. Okay? My insides is like Swiss cheese.
Are you still alive then?
I don't know. Through Cedric's willpower, probably. I don't know. But we gotta go, okay? Or he's gonna kill me. Let's go.
Okay.
And he just... Mon just, like, scrummaged through all his books that's covering his entire room.
Yeah, your room is just a mess full of different books and
it's
stuff.
Like, mounds of books. And yeah. He's, like, sitting on top of the books.
Yeah. And then you just sort of come down and you're walking with them.
Gotta get Eritol, too. Eritol, answer!
Eritol's not gonna answer because he's actually in the mage quarter with Kane.
Eritol!
Is he not there?
Obviously not.
Maybe he's in the mage quarter.
Yeah, that's true. Why don't you grab him and I'll meet you guys there.
Wait, isn't it your job?
Fuck, fine.
And you and you and Bartow go to the mage quarter.
I figured I'd be there with Caden shooting stuff at the Hydrox and Crystals.
You and Caden are there, and
so I'm discussing theories with Caden about how I'm gonna shoot shit at crystals.
So you're telling me that crystals on your world, they, like, all magic comes from them.
Yeah.
But, you see, I believe there's a connection here. On our world, it's more stones that are able to hold and control magic, not so much crystals.
Yeah, well, I recently found out that Mystra created...
Mystra. As we learned at the College of Magisters, all of the theories of Mystra all come from the same myth. Whatever she is just magic.
Yeah, well...
The stories say that she perhaps was an entity at one point and sacrificed her life and became magic. She's the reason we're able to use it.
Okay.
You don't believe this?
No.
Well, we'll have to see, and then Amon walks up with Barcho.
Hey, guys. What's up? Oh, hey, asshole.
Squints his eyes at you.
I don't control him.
No. Hi there, Amon. How are you?
I'm pretty pleasant. How about you?
Good. I'm trying to be a better person so I could be a hero like all of you. That's what Eritol wants me to do.
Amon just looks at Eritol. Is he for real right now?
You're a poet and you didn't know it.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yes, I'm a great guy. Sometimes now what the dick. Fuck do you want?
Ah, there's his asshole.
We're busy.
Well, Beltro needs to collect people.
Yeah. Listen, Eritol. Cedric needs to see you two. Just you two. Super secret stuff, whatever.
Again?
Yes, and listen, when he tells me to do something,
yeah,
he wants it done right away.
Let's go.
Look at my belly, and he lifts his shirt. It's just tons of gaping wounds, and they're still bleeding, and his bandages are there all to the side. One of them looks green and pussing. He's like, we need to... I can't have another one.
Yeah, you should probably go to Phileas or Bauer and get that healed. You know what? We'll go.
I poop black. And I don't know what to do about it.
I'm telling you. Go see Phileas or Belrun. Get them to heal you. We're gonna go see your boss.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
But you gotta go see them, like, now.
Okay, I'll go see
them. You're gonna die.
All right, fine.
I don't even have to do
it. You're gonna go straight there, right?
Yeah, I don't even...
You're not gonna take your time?
No.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Eritol's starting to think about it, like, should I take my time now?
Yeah, and then through the portal comes through a shipment of vials and herbs. I'll take care of this. Go along if that little one needs to see you. He's like, hey! Place that in the corner! And he starts shouting at the people.
Okay.
So he's busy now.
We'll head off to Crow's Corner.
And you two arrive, and Rathi's there, and she's just like, he's in the back. He's cleaning the tables. And you walk into the room, and there's Cedric there sitting at the round table.
Holy shit, Cedric, you're here for once.
I'm everywhere.
Okay, you know you don't have to be cryptic with us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's more fun.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking cool.
nice pictures you got going on in this room.
Oh, you haven't been here.
No, I've never been in here. Is that the one I fought and killed? I'm pretty sure that picture right there.
Yeah, these are all Cedric renditions. It's okay.
Okay.
They're awesome. You should see the one I have. Oh, wait, yeah. Don't worry about that.
It's every battle I ever took place in, exactly how I remember it.
Okay, that sounds good to me. I'll accept it and won't question it.
Come in, close the door. Close the door, I got an idea.
Alright. we'll go in, close the door.
Yeah.
So, remember that time way back when you pretended to be a girl?
Yes.
I want to do that again.
Why?
So we can rob a bank.
Tempting, but why do I have to dress up as a girl?
Because that lady that yelled at you at that place, I got the deed to the inn. So you pretend to be her, sign the deed over us, we get another scroll corner, and she is... Go fuck yourself.
Is that how it works?
Is it?
Why not? I got the plans right here.
Let's see the plans then.
And what does Cedric do?
Lays out his masterful plan here.
Which Billy has actually brought here. What?
Are you pulling all these guys off?
Yeah. Let's stand up here.
Oh god, I already saw one of the guys.
What the fuck?
And Cedric then slams down this large piece of paper that has, it seems like a blueprint, but it's actually, it looks like a child's drawing, a large child's drawing.
I was wondering where the crayons came from.
With different, yeah, it's actually physical here too, Stubbs. So I'll take a photo of this, and I'll put it up on Twitter the day that we release this episode. And it's basically, so go on to our Twitter, at Stubborn Heroes, and you'll be able to see exactly what it looks like, but we'll try to describe it the best we can. So in the bottom left corner, it shows three little stick people, and it's got all these arrows, and it just looks like a child's drawing of how plans to try to rob a bank. And it says Cedric's Big Heist on it. Okay.
So Cedric, I see your plan here. How come it only shows one person coming out with bags of money?
So, this is us. And this is Eritol, and yeah. This is Amon, because he has the horns. Oh, I forgot the tail. I gotta add the tail there.
And you see Cedric like rummaging through a bag, and he takes out a giant crayon chalk thing.
There we go. There's a tail there.
That's
thanks
a tail.
I guess thanks
looks
for
like
that.
Looks like a squeaky penis, but.
And then you make Amon look like that crazy lady that yelled at Amon when we stole the deed from her room.
Okay.
He's gonna pretend to be her, sign the deed over to me, and take out a small loan of a few thousand gold, and then we're gonna be on our merry way with lots of money.
At the end there,
I'm just holding the gold. I'm just holding it.
Where are we?
You're concentrating on making him her.
Yeah, but at the end.
There is an image up top of Amon dressed as a woman.
You're signing the deeds while I sneak away with the money.
On the right side, it shows just Cedric leaving the bank with all the money in its hands. Billy drew this, by the way.
Okay. Yeah.
I guess that'll work.
It's perfect.
All right.
Eritol's at a complete loss of words at the picture.
But his chaotic side like, is going, yes.
You know what? That's why we took the deed in the first place, so sure. When are we doing this? And what bank? Which bank?
Yeah,
we have to go all the way back to...
we're kind of in the middle of the desert here.
We'll have to go to Everfae.
Everfae?
We have a way to everything?
Yeah, we got a
plan. Then appearing right beside Amon and Eritol, a shadow swirls. And then appearing right beside you is a tall, very tall human woman with very short blonde hair. She's got a scar along her right eye. She's wearing fitted black leather. and she's holding a blade at her side, like, just holstered at her side like this, and a letter in her hand. Just appears right beside you out of nowhere.
Mom will look over. Who's that?
What the fuck?
Cedric, you would recognize this as one of your crows. What is her name? I just made her up. So what's her name?
Beatrice.
Beatrice. And she's standing there and she's holding a letter.
Awful name.
Could call it Sparrow or something.
Jaina.
Obviously she won't go by a real name.
And you'd know that she doesn't speak. She's standing beside those two right now.
Who the fuck is... What the...
She's one of my, my little listeners.
How the fuck she... Tell... What?
She's stone-faced and quiet.
Amon will just, like, move his hand in front of her face.
And she ignores it.
Feel free to slap him.
Wait, what? And she looks at Amon, and she gives you a glare. A dark, deep glare. And then she hands the letter off to Cedric. And then encases herself in shadows.
What the f-
And disappears again.
I need to learn that trick.
And now I've handed Billy a letter.
It's from Oriana.
Ah, how is she?
She's in Everfey.
That's where we need to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does the letter say?
Yeah, she wants us to meet her in Everfey. She convinced her dad to stop fighting. And they're investigating the Lotus Plague.
Dear heroes, I have been hard at work trying to convince my father to join your cause. While Lord Del finds clues of the Lotus Plague, my father has listened to my plea and has agreed to meet with the Unfated Ones. Please make haste, as it was difficult to get him to agree to the venture. I shall be waiting for you in Everfey. And it's signed by the prince. Okay. That's all of us. How are we gonna...
Yeah, I thought it was just us three doing the ice, but this is all of us.
Phileas and Belrin probably shouldn't know about this. I don't think they'd approve. So yeah. I just keep it on the down low.
I've been keeping a lot of secrets lately.
Secrets never hurt anybody.
Yeah,
says Barcho, who comes in.
Yeah, they never hurt anybody. Yeah, totally.
And that is where we are going to end the episode.
So I'm gonna tell you what I did for the 2 weeks, for the 2 days.
I asked you already. You said nothing.
You actually did ask him.
Oh.
You went to him.
It's just a few days. Well, we can figure it out at the beginning of the next episode.
You asked everybody except for me.
I know. I'm the only one you didn't
ask. All right. I want to thank everybody for listening to this episode. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Stubborn Heroes. You can follow me, Adam DM, at Omidius, Omidious. You can follow Michael.
You can follow
Cody.
At Cody Capote.
You can follow Raymond.
At Stubborn Ray.
You can follow Billy.
I'm Cedric Quo.
And... until next time, bye.
Bye.